Well, we think the contract, using a contract workforce for some part of an agency's mission, may in many circumstances make a lot of sense, both in terms of cost effectiveness and in terms of efficiency. But the point that we wanted to make today was that it's really, really important for federal managers to understand that managing employees who work for you under a contract is a completely different exercise than managing federal employees themselves who report to you directly. Mm-hmm. Both can work very effectively together. Both can play a key role in supporting the agency's mission. Having access to contract employees gives the agency a lot of cost flexibility that it may not have with full-time federal employees. On the other hand, as we pointed out today, it's very, very important that federal agencies understand what their overall workforce needs are to develop expertise in its higher-level managers, and it may need to save some positions from contract to be able to have people that they develop. So there's really both sides to the issue, and I think this was a pretty balanced approach.
And it's interesting that you're having this conversation at a time when, as you and the panel suggested, the pendulum is swinging back towards probably not immediately, but away from a lot of contractors doing what some would consider to be inherently governmental work, that wonderful catchphrase, and it creates some challenges for federal managers right now.
It does. I think it's not unusual at this point in time with a new administration to have a good deal of uncertainty about exactly what direction you're going to go in terms of how you manage the federal workforce and how much you use contractors. And we know that actually for about the past 15 years, the pendulum has swung more toward using contractors to do work that is capable of being done in the commercial sector. And I think now we're beginning to see the pendulum swing back to where there's a greater priority being placed on having federal employees accomplish that work in-house. The transition is going to be a difficult one for federal managers, and we just want to do everything we can to assist them and to support them as they work through those transitions.
One of the places where that's most apparent and has been publicly discussed is at the Pentagon, because Mr. Gates, with the backing of President Obama, has made a priority of trying to get back a lot more functions that have been in the last administration performed by contractors, and get them back under the aegis of government staff, of federal staff, of people who report directly to the level C's and the undersecretaries, and maybe get back to that one of the slides that you put up there during your talk about a more traditional looking workforce within departments and agencies.
Well, yeah, I think that's correct, and I think what you're going to see is the government, as you try to apply this insourcing initiative, the policies behind that, to work that's currently contracted. There are a number of issues that the federal government is going to have to address. One is there's a lot of work that's out on contract right now where the contractors have basically bid on the basis of technically acceptable employees at minimum cost. In my view, it's going to be impossible to convert those to federal positions and to have the same number of positions at the same cost, just because many of those positions are bid without or with very low benefits and nowhere comparable to federal benefits. So there's going to be a real challenge for managers as they're dealing with this mandate to insource these types of positions to federal positions, because they're going to have the same amount of money and they're not going to be able to buy as many full-time equivalents. On the other hand, if you look at some of the higher-end positions, you may have a little bit more flexibility there. And the real danger in inherently governmental functions tends to fall on the higher-end positions as opposed to the lower-end positions.
Looking at the looking at across the federal government, do you see this as more of a problem for the Pentagon with the large number of contractors does it have, or are there other agencies that sort of have this kind of a challenge right now?
I think it's across the board. If you look at the composition of the federal workforce today, over 7 million people working for the federal government are working on contract in all agencies all across the federal government. You only have about 2.4 million full-time federal employees in the entire government. So it's not just DOD. It's every agency across the board. And And I know, for example, with our company, we support a large number of different agencies. We do have a DOD presence, but we also have a very strong presence in commerce and agriculture and a number of other agencies.
Getaway question. If you had 30 seconds, 90 seconds in the elevator with President Obama, and you had, you know, if you had a mind to offer him some advice about swinging the pendulum in the other direction, what kinds of nuts and bolts advice do you think you'd give him to make this transition work effectively so that the government mission doesn't go south?
Yeah, I think it would be to focus on the mission first, to look at the function that's being performed and to ask whether or not that function can be performed more effectively and efficiently by federal employees or contractor employees. There are some missions that need to be performed entirely by federal employees, but there are many other missions where, because of the expertise that exists in the private sector and because of the potential for cost savings, it's probably in the government's interest to perform those through contractors. There isn't some general set formula that's going to work for every agency. You have to get very, very specific into the individual missions of the organizations, and to make that judgment, and probably the best people to make that judgment, are the career federal managers who are responsible and accountable for those functions.